Now, it is the 15th of June, and Father's Day is on Sunday, which means that it's Men's Health Week this week. And this week's theme is One Step at a Time. A million men on the island of Ireland can't be wrong. That's the message from the Men's Development Network. And for more on this and for what the week is all about, I'm joined on the line by Lorcan Brennan, who's the Training and Resource Development Manager for the Men's Development Network. Lorcan, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Mark, for giving us the opportunity to be able to talk about Men's Health Week, this annual event that's a huge event now internationally and especially on the island of Ireland at this stage. So it's lovely to be here.
Yeah, thanks very much. What's it all about and why does it exist, Lorcan?
Well, it exists because I suppose we have lots of evidence to say that in relation to being men, we have been slow enough in relation to minding our health, our well-being, using services, going on time, and even to be alert or aware to some of the barriers, I suppose, to our health and well-being. So the week itself is an international event and it tries to raise awareness around especially preventable diseases that as men we can kind of do something about with maybe some of the ways we live in the world. But also it's a call to action for not just men, but for services. We're a service provider ourselves, and to reflect on how we engage with and for men and how we can do it better and how we can bring and normalise messaging in relation to health and well-being and living a flourishing life for ourselves as men.
And what kind of work do you do with the Men's Development Network, Morgan?
Well, we've a broad sense at mensnetwork.ie. If you go in there, anybody, and have a look at our website, you will see at the moment, especially your big focus is on International Men's Health Week. But we've a broad kind of appeal in what we do through counselling agencies and counselling supports and a lot of training and resource development as well. So my own work in the side of the house that's to do with health and well-being, I lead out on a number of different things with partners and colleagues to do with engaging services who work with and for men. And it's really nice work to be involved with and meet a lot of really good people. And we have some really good programs. There's a program called Connecting with Men, which is actually the national flagship training program developed across a number of partners. And that's rolled out nationally. We're involved in that. And then there's another really interesting one called On Firm Ground. And that works with people who work in agriculture, so agricultural professionals who engage with farmers. And if you see a farmer maybe or might be in distress, how they might approach that, normalize a conversation and signpost that farmer to the supports they might need. So it's really interesting. There's a lot of really, really good things happening now, Mark. I'm in this work 25 years this August, and I remember starting in it, and you know, there was little enough in relation to men's lives, men's health, and thankfully there's a lot more linked up thinking and initiatives and programs and outreach, you know.
And I wonder, Lorcan, has there much work being done on getting to the root of this? I mean, like when you talk about the issues there in terms of, for example, men not really addressing issues or perhaps being slow to address issues, is there any research done on the root of that?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, first of all, I start with some good news. I think there is a change on. I think there is the beginnings of the normalization of health and well-being for a lot of us as men and many different types of men. There's not just one type of masculinity. So there's many different expressions of that. And so there is a conversation going on probably internationally now at this stage, Mark, where we're more alive and alert to normalizing conversations around health and mental health and probably, you know, going a bit faster than we used to for the supports that we need. But there's still lots of work to be done. We, in our training, one of the questions we often ask when we're working with providers to finish a sentence, the way I was brought up, boys and men were supposed to. And very often you get feedback to say, be stoic, be strong, be independent, be a provider, be a defender. We get a lot of stuff like that that's still very live in men's understanding of who they are in the marketplace. Now, they're all really good things in themselves to observe them. But very often the messages we pick up also can act as some kind of a barrier to the fact that we might not then acknowledge vulnerability or we might not go in time. So if I'm going to be strong, stoic, independent, provider, defender, the chances are if I bump into any sense of vulnerability in myself, I would feel a particular sense of shame because I shouldn't feel like this. And so to relearn the code and to reframe what we mean by masculinities in the sense that even vulnerability and uncertainty in these things are learning points. And we can reframe those as an opportunity towards wisdom in actually getting support, that's a really good thing to do, rather than hiding from the vulnerability and not going to mind ourselves or practice that kind of self-care.
Yeah. How do you break down those kind of attitudes? Because as they're so intrinsically, you know, within the person that they might not even necessarily be aware of that they're doing it. I know if they're providing answers to you know, about, you know, what it means to be a man, obviously on some level we're aware of those, I suppose, character traits that we're supposed to have. But it might be a subconscious level that they're in fact leading to things like ignoring health problems. And I know there's probably men listening into this right now who are thinking, oh, do you know what, I was a bit slow to get that thing checked out, or I was a bit slow to talk about the fact that I was, you know, not feeling myself the last while. And there's probably loads of women listening in who are thinking, God, you know, my husband is ignoring this or whatever. How do you break those down, like, on an individual level?
I think it's a combination of programs, events, campaigns, and one-on-one conversations, and then like we're doing here now, that we're kind of bringing this out onto the airwaves. And you know, sometimes for some of us as men as well, I'm in my 60s now, I'm 63, and I'm just off actually with a webinar this morning launching International Men's Health Week, and we had a really good number of people on there, and we had somebody on there, you probably knew of him, Bobby Kerr. Bobby is one of the dragons, and he's a really an entrepreneur, really interesting man, but he's in recovery from cancer from about 11 years ago, and he was highlighting that, you know, I mean, as a man, about the importance of learning, of how we need to get to a service. And even for himself, you know, he tells a story that was his daughter spotted something that she said, you need to go and get that, look at that. So sometimes other people are our champions around us, family members, friends, say, you know, they might see something or we're out of sync. But I think probably it's a number of those combinations. And there is a change culturally. And I have a son, he's in his 20s. And I sometimes see the, you know, the openness that they have with his friends, his own friends, in relation to being able to relate and talk about things that when I was in my 20s, probably wouldn't have been brought to the party at all, you know. So there is a change, it's a move. And I think there's no just one way of changing all of us to be able to get up in the morning and say, I need to do this, I'm going to do it. But it is there, and it's in the ether, and it's beginning to replace some of those older ways of how we don't care for ourselves. And I welcome that. I welcome that. And that's why I think one step, you know, taking the one step is really important, you know, one step at a time. And the second part of that is actually progress, not perfection. If you look at the poster we have. So I think sometimes as well, there's a lot of things around the world that we inherit this perfection thing. And if we can just make the progress and forget the perfection, you know, we're on the right road. We're on the right road. The other thing, Mark, just to say finally, I think we discover as well as men, we're better together. And sometimes we're inclined to isolate, and especially if we're a bit concerned about something. Where we find community, we're much better at sustaining activity. So, for example, you and I, if I go for, say, I'm going to start jogging and I'm going to go on a Wednesday night, if I start by myself, first wet Wednesday, I'm going to say, oh, look, I'm going to stay and watch whatever, soap opera. If I'm running with a few friends, we'll keep one another going. So finding our tribe in relation to health and behaviours and stuff can be really helpful and supportive in living a flourishing life, that one step at a time.
Yeah, it's such a funny example you gave, because there's actually a few of us here on Radio Kerry who do go for jogs on Wednesday evening. And I tell you, if it wasn't for the group doing it together, I would definitely have not gone out a couple of nights. It was a bit wet. So it's a fantastic example. And it's a real world, absolutely very true that, yeah, you know, if you find a few people to kind of make that small change together, it can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. And I would say for, like, you know, there's also kind of, we have the life cycle that goes with us. Like, you know, very often we're very active as younger men, and then, you know, maybe we get into work and we get into marriage, we get into children, we have loads of other commitments, like loads of people have, just families have generally. And maybe we're in, you know, now a lot of people are studying in their 30s and they're doing masters and all kinds of things, you know. So, and the things we used to do that were particularly focused on maybe health and well-being, simple enough for them to slip out of our lives. So maybe Men's Health Week is a great opportunity. And I would say, as you've already mentioned, there's men listening around Kerry and beyond this morning here, this afternoon with us. And I would say to any person, like, you know, this is a week where you get a few minutes on the radio and we're saying to you, have a look, have a think. Is there something I could be doing in relation to minding myself? And you can say, well, look, it was a lad from Wexford on the radio and I'm going to take him seriously. I might need to get that check. I'm worried about something. and I am going to talk to somebody, somebody significant that, you know, I can trust or whatever, and even be clinical practice to begin with. But we just need to start somewhere and just go and do it. As the box of chocolates ad used to say years ago, because we're worth it. I think that's the only show in town. And it's a really important message. It's a simple message, draw breath, and let's go and do it. Is there something I'm concerned about? I'm going to look around the landscape of my life. Where do I need to go? Take an intelligent shot at it and go and take that step.
Yeah, and I think the booklet that you have, there's a manual, Action Man, as well, yeah. This available online. And I think it's very helpful because I'm sure, like, you know, with all the will in the world, there may be a subsection of people who are thinking, I would love to do something about maybe let's say I've put on a few pounds or whatever it is, or maybe, yeah, you know, there's certain habits I've developed that are not really great, but they're not sure how to go about it, what step to actually take. So it's very good to have that broken down like that.
It's a fabulous book, and it's at, if you go to the Men's Health Forum website, mhfi.org, and you go in there and there's the website for Men's Health Week on it, and you just download it. You can put it on your phone and sit and have a coffee and read it. It's really super information on it. And we know in research sometimes, especially for ourselves as men, we're great for the Dr. Google, and Dr. Google can really worry you and frighten you. So, you know, better to have really good information, and we can stand over that booklet. It's a really flagship booklet on the island of Ireland, and we know that the websites, the resources, the signposting within it will bring you to the places that you need to find, not some wild and wonderful place that we don't know what the backdrop is to it. So men finding the proper information, the correct medical advice, all of the above is really, really, really important. And that little booklet, you know, mhfi.org, just go in, grab it, put it on your phone or put it somewhere, download it, and it's there for you. Hopefully we're going to be up to 1 million of those between downloads and send-outs and post-outs over the last couple of years. And it's just a really good thing to have. Just a really good one to have.
Yeah, super. One thing that was interesting to me about the way that this is framed, this Men's Health Week, one step at a time, is got me thinking, like, was there a problem maybe with messaging prior to this, where maybe it was negative messaging, whereas this is kind of a positive action that you can take, rather than thinking, oh, well, you're not doing this, or you're not doing this, or you should cut that out. It's more take an actual positive, an active step, I suppose.
In the work we do and in all the training we do, we are based on the positive psychologies. So we're more inclined to go in with the positive inquiry and then the incremental action. Health promotion always says, like, you know, small, consistent, sustainable change is the way to go. Sometimes, again, and this can be a gendered message we pick up, I watched a Western actually very recently and I enjoyed it, but the messaging was quite funny, and it's at one level and you say, oh my God, it's amazing stuff when you look back at it, but everything was going to be all done by sundown, you know what I mean? And there's something about us in our own psychology, some ways of looking through our masculinity, that we're, you know, we find it hard to do a bit and leave it till the next day and do the next bit. We want it all done by sundown. So I think that's why, you know, one step at a time, just start with one step. We have a thing called 7 key questions. We work in circles with men quite a lot, and it's really interesting. And one of the things is that, what is one thing you might do? You know, because we break it down into small particles, and then it's doable, and it's probably sustainable, and it's probably not going to do you damage. And the other thing, just to say, Mark, in relation to people in sport and whatever, like, it's really no harm to get the NCT. We get it on our van, we get it on our car. You know, so to have some kind of a, sometimes like a man in his 40s, he's going to get healthy and he goes out and runs a 10K or something. We want to, you know, go at things incrementally there as well. No harm to get a check. How are we doing? Then start from there before we go off and do something that's maybe going to put ourselves at risk or maybe injury. So just those things are really important to keep in mind as well.
And just finally, Lorcan, and I appreciate the time you're giving me this afternoon, but what's the best kind of, or what are some of the best resources that men can avail of this week in particular to try and just take that few minutes and do a bit of a check?
Well, look, at the booklet is top class. If you want to go on and get that Action Man booklet, is one place. Even to go on to our own website, you know, if you type in Men's Development Network, it'll come up, our website will come in, and you go in there and you'll see that we have our own health section on that website. And there's a lot of really good information in there as well. Really just pressing buttons and right into the heart of really good, clean, clear information. That's what I would say. The other thing is not to overthink anything too much, you know, because sometimes, you know, the week just provides an opportunity for us to have a bit of a rain check and to think we might be doing a lot of things right. We might be doing a lot of things right. The thing I often say about it as men is probably the social connection side of it as well. I'm often wondering about, even for myself, I see as I get older, I have some really good friends. But I'm very conscious of the fact that as I've got older, my friend circle as a man have got smaller, you know, and we just have to be alive to that. I know men in sheds all over Ireland and they're fantastic support to one another, finding really good friendships at the time, maybe in their lives, they thought they weren't going to have those kind of friendships. So to have a rain check and think about those things, have we good friendships? Have we sustainable friendships? Is there something we can do about that? And what's the step we might take in the context of that? And then the other thing is saying, are we minding ourselves? Do we need an NCT? And why not just, you know, as I say, because we're worth it, why not go and do it? Wouldn't that be super for the week that's in it?
Yeah, and as I said, the social element, that, you know, the physical and mental health are actually very intrinsically linked as well, so they kind of bounce off each other.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And we all know that, you know. And sometimes we don't feel like going out. Sometimes motivation follows activation. You have to get out. I know one night there last week, I was very tired of coming in. I said, I don't really feel like going for the walk up the road. But after 5 minutes going up the road, I could feel the motivation. But I had to activate to feel the motivation. Yeah. So it's like yourself with your friends on the Wednesday night. You start the first 5 minutes of EastEnders and maybe you say, oh, God, I'd like to stay and watch this. But they're at the door, they've rang the bell, they're in the gear, you're gone. You know what I mean? So it's a good, and then you're glad you're gone after the first 400 yards, you know. Yeah, say, no, I'm with the guys, with the gang, this is where I should be.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah, absolutely. Well, I hope that men around Kerry and further afield, whoever's listening, can take some positives from that. But Mórchan, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
And Mark, you, thanks for giving us the time to promote this. It's an important week for all of us and for yourself as well. It applies to me and it applies to you in the microphone there as well, to have the rain check, you know. Yeah. You can play a bit of music and have a rain check and see how you are.
Perfect. We have an ad break coming up, so there we go. Thanks very much.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
God bless. Bye-bye.